The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings to all of you, and happy to be here to sit and to practice. There are two broad categories of activities associated with Buddhist meditation. One is what we do, and the other is what we allow. And the balance between what we do and what we allow is part of the art of the practice, and that shifts back and forth, over time, at different states of meditation, different states of settledness, different parts, different phases of our life even. But to be attuned to these two parts and to become wise about when we have to apply ourselves and do something and when we mostly get out of the way and allow something, especially allowing something that's really skillful and wholesome and good, make room for it, allow it to kind of move through us. And so this movement, it's often when we first sit down to practice, there's a lot of doing, in a sense that you have to sit down. That's an activity. And then we have to you do the settling of our body and arranging our body in some nice way and, you know, do some of these things like I teach, the breathing in deeply and relaxing the body. These are all doings. All doings, in a sense, that are in the service of a deeper settling that then will allow something to happen, will allow settling, will allow letting go. And so to hold both in our hands, in a sense, in meditation, and the two can go hand in hand, like left and right hand washing themselves, that we both engage in practice of being aware and mindful, and we also are making room for space for something to some deep thing inside to arise, to well up, to unfold, things to move in a good way. I'll talk more about this later. But with that introduction, we can first assume, engage in taking a posture. And I think of the care that goes into finding a good posture to be the beginning or continuation of our mindfulness practice. To be mindful of how our body is and how to position it in a way that works for us, both in a large way, but also in small, subtle ways, that we make small adjustments in where the weight of our body settles into on our body, to feel whether the center of gravity or the center line of our weight is balanced, maybe through the spine, or whether we're leaning forward and the weight is a little ahead of ourselves, or leaning back and the weight is behind us slightly. If you hung a plumb line down through the center of gravity where your weight is balanced, is it really right? Are you, your body right at the center of that line in the center of you, not leading, not leading sideways, and perhaps also adjusting how your head fits on your neck, on your shoulders. Sometimes it's nice to rotate your head side to side, tip it side to side, tip it down, roll it around, and just kind of let it be, see if that neck, shoulder, head area can be relaxed. Then perhaps making a little bit of space between the last vertebrae and the skull. And it's possible maybe to more doing that we do is the doing of relaxing, releasing the holdings in the belly, releasing the belly so that it hangs forward, settles downwards. There's a way in which as the belly relaxes and expands, that what's above it can also settle. The area around the diaphragm, the solar plexus. It might be possible to also relax or release the shoulders. And it might also be possible to pull the shoulders back just a teeny bit, so it's within a natural way of being, not forcing it. Perhaps letting the shoulders come back ever so slightly, a centimeter, and letting the middle of the chest come forward, maybe upward a teeny bit. Maybe not with effort so much as allowing the chest to open. If your eyes aren't closed yet, you might gently close your eyelids and imagine that your eyes are being refreshed with coolness. Cool, refreshing, relaxing feeling in the eyes. As the eyes rest in the back of the sockets. And you might also drop your mouth open and then gently so that your jaws relax. And then softly float your mouth back together, so your teeth are almost touching. And then to open to the body breathing. Perhaps ever so gently, a little bit fuller, deeper breaths than usual. Not forcefully, but a little more conscious and open and deeper breathing. Hopefully in a way that feels comfortable and nice. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And after all that doing, to sit quietly now and see what happens to you if you don't do anything except stay aware. Be curious in a quiet, with a quiet mind, without thinking about what's happening so much, or letting thinking be in the background, and the foreground, a quiet interest. If you sit quietly this way, what unfolds? What sensations of your body arise, express themselves? If you allow things to be while being aware, what is it that wants to settle? You allow things to be and feel the silence and stillness that's here. What wants to be revealed, known? And if what you know is pressure or tension, contraction associated with thinking, maybe in your forehead, behind your forehead, in your brain, around your eyes or jaws, perhaps you can relax, soften the tension. A kind of relaxation that either relaxes the muscles or relaxes around it to make space for the tension, to allow it to be there with lots of room, not making it a problem. And part of the art of doing and allowing can be done at the same time with focusing on breathing. Allowing yourself to experience the body breathing. Allowing the body to breathe itself. And the doing, the doing is to have the awareness be intimate, intimately attending to the experience of breathing. Allowing the rhythm of breathing to have a nice influence on the body. The rhythm of the body breathing is like a massage that helps things become fluid and softer. And if you can be careful with how you're mindful, having mindfulness itself have qualities of softness and allowing, even if it's directed towards breathing. As if the mind that's aware is also massaged, quieted, settled by the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out, allowing your life, your concerns to become simpler and simpler. So the main concern is the practice of being with and allowing the body breathing in meditation. The doing is to have present moment awareness. And within that awareness, whatever is known, allow it to be there. Allow it to unfold and move. Don't freeze it with your ideas and judgments. Present moment awareness that allows has room for all things. Are there any, if you allow what's good inside, you might allow whatever wholesomeness, goodness, whatever feels right deep, deep inside, in that quiet mind of meditation, allow it to be there, allow it to have room to grow, to unfold. Make room. Making room is similar to allowing. Allow what's deepest in you to have space to show itself. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, I'd like to say that a lazy person, people who are lazy, will all too easily give in to the impulses we have on the surface impulses of, and won't The lazy person won't give the time to connect to what's deeper in us. Forces like greed, hostility, resentment, certain kinds of anxiety, doubts, belong more to the surface of the mind, the surface of the heart. But things like love and generosity, kindness, peacefulness, even wisdom, belong to what's deeper, more intimate. If we don't give in easily, lazily, to the surface impulses of unwholesome ideas, unwholesome feelings, not to deny them or pretend they're not there, but to do the more difficult work, patient work, of finding our way to a connection to the deeper impulses, what has deeper integrity or wholeness within us, that doesn't fragment us, but rather makes us whole. This is a task of meditation. And to allow that deeper wellsprings to surface and express itself in our life. May the depth of our goodness be available for us today to inspire us to live with care, with compassion, with love, with friendship and kindness and goodwill. And you might want to consider for the rest of the day, or if it's evening for you, tomorrow, What are some of the activities you'll be involved in that you can plan ahead, think ahead about how you can do those things with a deeper goodness inside of you, with care and kindness, love, generosity, especially for any encounters you have with other people. And may it be that the meditation practice we do not only benefits ourselves, but is a source, a foundation for benefiting this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be safe enough to allow the depths of their goodness . May they feel safe enough to allow what's good in them to come to the surface.